Now, I want to play just a quick soundbite for you. This is Bush, was it today, Kathy? Yeah, speaking to yet another bunch of defense workers. See, he goes from the military that he is abusing, disrespecting, lifting his leg and pissing on, to defense workers who he is abusing, disrespecting, and lifting his leg and pissing on. This time, it's the employees of United Defense Industries in Santa Clara, California, who are about to be laid off. Now, supposedly, Bush is there to talk about the economy, but of course he's got to cram in a little chest thumping about Iraq. He sounds a little drunk to me in the soundbite. Maybe he snuck some of that Lone Star beer onto the USS Lincoln, or maybe, you know, maybe on Air Force One or whatever. But here he is. Bear with me. You got to hear this.
As a result of the bravery and skill of our armed forces and coalition forces, the war on terror is much longer down the road because of what happened in Iraq.
What?
You see,
yeah,
the Al-Qaeda no longer have a
ally
in the regime in Iraq.
Yeah, right.
Terrorists no longer have a funding source in the regime of Iraq. One thing is certain, terrorists will no longer have a source of weapons of mass destruction in the regime that used to be in Iraq, because the regime that used to be in Iraq is no longer.
Oh, my God. Your weapons of mass destruction regime that used to be in Iraq, because the regime that used to be in Iraq is just no longer. Somebody give me a beer. Good God. The weapons of mass destruction. The weapons.
As a result of the bravery and skill of our armed forces and coalition forces, the war on terror is much longer down the road because of what happened in Iraq. You see, the Al-Qaeda no longer have a
ally
in the regime in Iraq.
Yeah.
Terrorists no longer have a funding source in the regime of Iraq.
Yeah.
One thing is certain, terrorists will no longer have a source of weapons of mass destruction in the regime that used to be in Iraq, because the regime that used to be in Iraq is no longer.
Oh, my God. Regime that used to be in Iraq.